You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's do a trending report. So I watched the, as much as, where I don't know if people were able to watch much of the first period of the Avs game last night, because once again, the game before it went overtime, and so they don't switch over to the Avs game until well into it. Oh. Dang.
Bummer.
Once again, the Avs fell behind. They tried to fight back, but they lost. The Avs dropped game two last night against Dallas. They'll return home game three against the Stars tomorrow night is Ball Arena. Jeremy, the place is going to be vibrating.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be shaking.
Yep. Tonight, our Nuggets, they're in trouble. They're down 0-2. They play game three against the Timberwolves up in Minnesota. Tip-off is around 7:30-ish, so that gives you plenty of time to come see your boys this afternoon and get home in order to watch the game. You can do both. How about that? What else is going on? We have to say congratulations to a couple of Colorado kids. Two students from the Centennial State are going to be in this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Oh, that's rad. R-A-D. That's all I got. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Yeah. That's good. One of them, 13-year-old Aditi Muthukumar, is a returning competitor. She was in last year's National Spelling Bee. She tied for 74th. She's a student at Hallstrom K-8 in North Glen.
All right.
The other Colorado competitor is 11-year-old Cooper Edwards.
Cooper.
Who's in the fifth grade at Niwot Elementary School. Remember, I used to spend all of my Thanksgivings up in Niwot. The Spelling Bee will get underway on the 29th in Washington, D.C., as right. Some people call it.
Good luck, kids.
Hope they do well.
Tear it up.
Bring home a championship for Colorado this year, why don't you? I'd like for them to go 1-2. Wouldn't that be
done good? And done.
Were you dying for more Lord of the Rings movies? Well, you're getting them whether you want them or not. The studio already has an animated fantasy that's coming out this December. It's an animated version called Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim.
Okay.
Anyway, but now they've announced another like regular live action Lord of the Rings movie. It's called The Hunt for Gollum.
Ah, my precious. It's going to be another 4-hour movie, probably.
It could be. Peter Jackson is not directing, but he is involved.
All right. You know what? Those are fun movies.
Are they?
They are. They're good movies.
I saw them, but it's been so long that I don't.
Same, and I'm not going to rewatch them.
That's the thing. For me. For me, it's like I watched them when they came out, and that was good. I was like, all right.
It's too many hours to sit down to watch them
again. I've read the books, you know, and it's like, ah.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, new movies out today. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. You going to go see it?
Nope.
No? Don't want to see that one?
Don't want to see that one. Not a fan of those.
I mean, I like the original one, I guess, but that was a million years ago. What else is coming out? There's a parody of the Tyler Perry movies. Hmm. It's it's called Not Another Church Movie. Jamie Foxx plays God, and Mickey Rourke plays the devil.
All right.
You want to go see that?
Nah.
I don't really want to do
that.
I need to play some audio here this morning, I think. I'm pretty sure I do. There's a story going around out of North Carolina. Like, we've all had that sinking feeling when we realize we've left a credit card somewhere at a bar or a restaurant. So this poor lady, her name is Rhonda Deaver. She went to a restaurant in North Carolina. It's called Smith's Cafe. And she accidentally left her credit card behind. Bless her heart. So when she realized, she went back to pick it up, but there was a problem. An employee had found her card. But instead of just holding it at the front desk, the employee thought what they would do to be helpful is to take photos of the credit card, Jeremy, both front and back.
Oh, it seems like a smart move.
And post it on Facebook saying,
that's great.
Hey guys, Mrs. Rhonda Deaver, you've left your card here at the store. If you know her, let her know we have it. We'd love to make sure it's returned.
What a kind thing to do.
We have placed it in a secure location. You got to put question marks behind that because it's like, what? So not clear how long the post was up, Jeremy, but it was enough that her card was used. $2,000 in charges that people made.
Yes.
It had a bunch of declines, but still $2,000 worth went through. And when the reporters caught up to Rhonda Deaver, she said,
I couldn't believe that they did that, but I was sick thinking that I might be responsible for all those charges. It had been used a whole lot of declines, but a whole lot that went through. I live on a fixed income, and there's not like there's extra money every month to cover those bills that somebody else charged on my card.
Yep, and you know what?
I love her.
Get a load of this. Here's the worst part of it. It's bad enough that the restaurant did that. But then when they asked the owner of the restaurant, Smith's Cafe, they said they had no comment. What?
Well, you can just say we screwed up. Sorry about that.
I'll tell you what your comment is. He's like, we apologize. And A, Ms. Rhonda Deaver on her, you know, fixed income will get free food here for the next year.
Seriously, yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, note here. God. Note to Smith's Cafe. This is how you handle a blunder like that.
Who posted that? Probably some little 16-year-old that had no idea, you know.
Stupid. What else is trending?
Well, by far the biggest trending story of the day. It's viral on TikTok, claiming we're all squeezing the ketchup bottle wrong. Dom, did you watch the video of this guy?
I saw the story. I didn't watch the video.
So we all just generally pick up that bottle of ketchup and squeeze, like, the front and back, the longer sides of the bottle. Okay. I guess this guy did an entire college paper on the gravity bottle, which is the one with the cap that's on the bottom, so
sure.
It sits upside down. Squeeze the skinny sides together. You barely just a little squeeze, and the air and gravity within the bottle with that particular squeeze has the ketchup come out with zero effort.
What difference does it make? Like, why is it different?
It's effortless, where the other one got to really just squeeze the bottle to get it all out, you know, and then it ends up, like, flattening.
But I'm wondering why it's different.
There's something different with the air pressure when you squeeze it that way.
And I'll be darned.
It's like a scientific thing. So there's a video of it on our Facebook.
This won't be a problem for you or for me.
Because
we don't like ketchup. So
the way I squeeze my bottles, I pick it up and then I squeeze it right above the trash can and throw it in.
You bet.
That's how I do it. All right, guys, here's your crap on celebrities. The Biebster, Justin Bieber, and his wife Haley are in the news because Haley's pregnant.
Hey, girl, you want to have a baby? Let's have a baby, girl.
That's right, people. They're procreating.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Justin Bieber had sex, y'all. Oh.
What else do I want to say about this? What else is there to say about it?
It's just, I don't know.
I saw a great meme yesterday. They had the picture of them smiling because they posted about it. And the meme said, "Welcome back, O.J. Simpson," like reincarnated. OJ died and Bieber got pregnant, so that's where OJ ended up.
Oh, my God. God. That's horrible.
Like, that's kind of funny, but horrible.
That's
yeah.
horrible.
Anyway,
so why am I laughing?
I don't know. It's horrible. This is kind of fun if you're super bored today. I didn't make it our clickbait, but it was just kind of fun to fart around with this morning. BuzzFeed came up with a Shrek generator, which allows you to plug in the name of any celebrity, and a little AI, beep, boop, bop, boop, turns them into a Shrek-like character. And it's a lot of fun. I did Sydney Sweeney this morning, of course, and Adam Sandler, and they were spot on. So it's a lot of fun. The link is on our Facebook page if you want to check out the Shrek generator. Here's what's trending in car news. Chevy is putting a bullet in the Chevy Malibu. Spun off into its own model back in 78, so it's been around for a long time, but they are following the trend of a lot of car companies. I mean, Ford did this quite a few years ago where they're just eliminating all their sedans because nobody wants them anymore.
Yeah,
everyone wants the mini SUV and the crossover now. I guess if you got to get a sedan, who do you got? Well, you can go Beamer, Mercedes, get a Tesla, I guess, but the big two, Chevy and Ford. No more sedans.
Everyone's getting those pickups and SUVs, like you said.
Yeah, little pickups. And yeah, the crossovers are nice because you sit up a little bit higher and you got more room, and it just still drives like a car.
I mean, it's what I drive.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, if you're a fan of the Malibu, you better scoop one up pretty darn quick. Survey of 2,000 Americans found that the average American stops being cool at the age of 39 years old. Oh, I'm not cool anymore.
It might be a little sooner than that, actually.
Well, I don't know. Like, honestly, I still... You're going to poo-poo this and give me crap. I feel like I'm pretty cool still. I'm pretty tapped into everything. Yeah. I really am.
Okay.
I really am.
Okay, that's... You don't have to defend yourself.
No, I was just waiting for you to come firing at me.
Nope. Jeremy is
not
cool.
Not those pants, you are. The things you're not keeping up with is slang, like, you know,
right.
Bet and bussin' and Riz.
Right.
Dom's got Riz.
Is that good?
Yeah, Riz is good. Fashion, books, technology, movies, social media, music, food, everything. You're just You just get to a point where you don't care anymore.
It's like a cafeteria plan for me, because some of those I'm very cool and I'm up on, and then some I'm not. The slang and the celebrities,
not.
Not only am I not, but I don't care at all. But the other stuff, like technology, I like to feel like I am, and books and
stuff like that. Yeah. Some of the sports. Music artists I'm not, which is funny because of the industry we're in. But like if you watch the MTV Music Awards, you're like, who?
Who?
Because a lot of them we don't play, so, you know, I still know who Rob Thomas is. He's pretty hip still, right? We were talking the other day about the videos going around of the people testing out the Cybertruck Frunk. You know, it's supposed to bounce back if it detects like a hand or a finger in there, and it was smashing all these guys' fingers. Here's the latest thing with the Cybertruck. I guess the doors are extremely sharp. So this guy parked at an incline, hopped out, and the door shut on his leg, and the tip of it sliced his leg right open. So now they're warning people that the doors of these trucks will actually make you bleed.
Either that, or a lot of idiots buy these things.
First time getting out of a car?
Right.
Let me give you one more thing. Heart surgeons are begging Americans to stop eating processed foods like chicken nuggets, hot dogs, any sort of breakfast meats, hams and sausages. They're saying this stuff shaves years off your life when you're consuming all this. Also, the other things, sugary and artificially sweetened drinks, making you 9% more likely to die early. And then all the sugary desserts like cheesecake saw a 6% increase in early death if you eat a lot of cheesecake.
All right.
So they're telling you ease up on the processed foods. And with that being said, Taco Bell is releasing two new Cheez-It items to their menus. The Cheez-It Tostada.
Right.
It's a base of Cheez-It on the tostada. Then you put your beef.
Well, you know how I feel about the tostada.
And then the Cheez-It Crunch Wrap. It's a massive Cheez-It inside of a crunchy tortilla, I guess. So, no, don't do it. Right. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I absolutely love this because I'm part of an HOA, and this guy is a little passive-aggressive. But I guess he parked his boat next to his house, and the city officials told him that he needed to build a fence to hide the boat from the road. Mm-hmm. So he built the fence, and then he painted his boat on the fence.
I love this guy.
It's really well done, and he's given a middle finger to the city.
I love it.
It's really well done. So check out the video of it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.